It's so important as we're stepping in to the new year, and we talked about it earlier this morning, there's nothing we could do about last year but learn from it, amen? It's almost like we get a new beginning every year where there's a brand new start where we can take the old and learn from it but not hang on to it, amen? I can leave the things that went wrong in 2019, I can leave them back there and then step into what God has in store for me for this year. Amen? You know, the Bible says that any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back isn't fit for the kingdom of heaven. And the problem is when we are looking back too much, we get blindsided. Things hit us and we're unaware. And I don't know, it's like in a farmer, if he's taking his eye off of his line, he gets off course. And the Lord was reminding me of that, and that's what I want to speak to you a little bit here. God called Greatest Freedom Ministries, and God gave us a vision. And God says, we get wandering off. He brings us back to what he's called us to do, because when we're doing what God called us to do, he can't help but to participate in it. And when I look at the vision, if you, everybody have a bulletin, if you just pull out your bulletin, and on the left-hand side, we have a vision statement. What we're here for. Greatest Freedom Ministries is an evangelistic outreach ministry with the purpose to raise up and mobilize soul winners to reach our nations with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Greatest Freedom Ministries is a training center for soul winners around the world. It will be an equipping center to help the body grow, be perfected in the image of Christ our Lord, and to send those equipped to reach the world with the love of God. Amen. You know, we're raised up in here to do our work out there. Amen. And when God has called us to a vision and gave us a plan and a purpose for what we are to do. And he says, Jesus made it simple for us in Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when we're looking for all the things that take place in our lives and our families and our homes, he's just saying to us, if we seek him first, let's not make him second priority, but he's our number one priority. If we seek him first, then all these things we have need of will be added. The problem is, so many times we try to work with the needs instead of going to the Father who's the provider. Amen? And when we try to do that on our own strength, we get beat up and we get hurt. Amen? So in Habakkuk chapter 2, the prophet says this. He says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. You know, sometimes when I'm going in the wrong direction, and I'm not leading where the Lord wants, he brings reproof to me. Amen? He does it in love. He doesn't beat me up over it. He just shows me the error of my way and gives me directions how to get back on path. How many have areas in their life where they slipped this past year, okay? Where you got off course, okay? And God's calling you back to get you on course, amen? And so he says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that read of it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The title of this morning's message is to validate the vision. Validate the vision. To validate something is to bring the accuracy or the validity of it, okay? And we're going to look at to evangelize, to equip, and to expedite, amen? And that God's called us just not to be hearers, but to be doers of his word. Amen? So let's lift our word and make a declaration here together. Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it here to do. Now I pray, Father God, that the words that proceed out of my mouth will be words from you and not from me. As your word goes forth, Father God, may it accomplish what you sent it to do, Father God. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, at first he says to evangelize is what we're looking at. And to evangelize, we take what we get in here and we take it out there. Amen. We're being taught here or raised up to be men and women to share his love with a lost and dying world. Every day, you and I encounter someone that needs Jesus. Every day, you and I encounter someone that needs his love. Whether it's in person, whether it's on the phone, whether it's on the computer, whether whatever way or mode it is, each and every one of us encounters someone every day that needs Jesus. So if we look at this and we look at the vision for Greatest Freedom Ministries, why am I going back to vision? Is because the Lord says we get off the vision. We're looking for the signs, wonders, and miracles. He says if we follow the vision, signs and wonders and miracles will follow. Amen? Because he promises that his word will not return to him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. So first he says to evangelize in Mark chapter 16. Excuse me, not Mark 16, Romans chapter 10. Pastor got ahead of himself. Say, slow down, Pastor. Don't get ahead of yourself. I want to get to the close. That's the funnest part. Ha-ha. This is our vision statement. This is our mission statement of the ministry. And verse number 13, Romans 10. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the questions we're answering. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of morbid in a way, but my wife has instructions. If I should go home to be with the Lord before he returns, that I have a closed casket. The only thing that to be open is my feet. Amen. How beautiful are the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen? And I have to have shoes on. Shoe with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? Just in case I have some ugly toe feature going on or whatever. But the Lord is speaking to us and this vision he gave us. If every week, this is our mission statement. If you look in the back of the bulletin, this is what we represent. This is who we are. This is our identity as Greatest Freedom Ministries. What are we here for? For planting. To win souls and to train those one to function as a vital part of the body. How many in here are saved? Let me see your hands. How many remember how you were saved? Raise your hands. If you are saved and you remember how you're saved, the same way you were saved is the same way the next person is saved. Amen? You accepted Jesus. It's all about him, right? Secondly, it's for watering. Amen? This is a water hole. Amen? You're supposed to come in here and get refreshed. Amen. You know, the Bible says to gather together as one body to worship, honor, and praise the one true God in spirit and in truth. We're not just praising God and whatever. It's all part of it. God's called us to be praisers and called us to be worshipers. If you read read the Word of God, we're invoked to do that. And that's what God has called us to do. Amen. And it's sort of like when we believe God in His Word and we're planting and we're watering, all of a sudden there's something that takes place in the atmosphere. Then all of a sudden we begin to grow, equipping people with a biblical foundation to enable them to live victoriously in Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but we're more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength. Amen. Amen. And feeding. The feeding is to reach others, to reach our city, our state, our nation, and our world by sending those which have been raised up to win others also. Amen. Amen. Hey, one thing about the kingdom of God, it's a repeat business. Amen. So first, He's called us to evangelize. We evangelize by answering those four questions. How shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you surely have some beautiful feet. Come on now. Come on now. Why? How beautiful are the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Say something. Look to the one next to you and say something good. Look at the one behind you. Say something good if nobody's beside you. Look at the one in front of you and just say something good. Say something pleasant. Say something good. How many needs to hear something good? Hallelujah. How many needs to hear something good? And the world that we live in right now needs to hear some good news. There's enough bad news. You can turn on the news every morning and you can find all the bad news you want to find. But we have some good news. What's the good news? Jesus is alive. He's alive in me. And with His help, He can be alive in you. Amen. He is no respecter of persons. Amen. We could stop right there, but we're not. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Titus chapter 1. The Apostle Paul is writing to his student, Titus. We'll just start at verse number 1. He says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but have in due times manifested His word through preaching. Look at the one next to you and say, you're a preacher. Which is committed unto the... Excuse me. I got slobber in my mouth. Which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Amen. God isn't asking us. This is the command. Amen. Jesus gave us instructions. Amen. So this isn't just an option for the child of God. Amen. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? And it's not always when God calls you to share and to evangelize, it's not always comfortable. And guess what? If you're looking for a comfortable situation to enter into, you're probably not going to find it. And when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to Acts chapter 8. God's called Philip. Now here's what God called Philip to do. I'm going to paraphrase through there a little bit. God called Philip to go into the desert. And when God called Philip to go into the desert, if you go into the desert, what is the desert? It's a dry place. It's a dry place. So God called Philip to go into the Gaza down in the desert, all right? Because there was an Ethiopian eunuch that God was calling. No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw him. There's an Ethiopian eunuch, and he's riding in a chariot. And here comes Philip running. Now, Philip is going into the desert in a dry place, but he's not walking. He's not dragging. He's running to catch a chariot. His strength is made perfect by God. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And all of a sudden, he's running up beside them, the guys and the Ethiopians reading the prophet Isaiah. And he says, do you understand what you're reading? He says, well, how can I unless somebody tell me? And then all of a sudden, Philip began to preach Jesus. And the Ethiopian eunuch gave his heart to Jesus and said, well, what's preventing me from being baptized? And nothing. And all of a sudden, there's another miracle. Water appears in the desert for the Ethiopian eunuch to be baptized in. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. And all of a sudden, not only that, when Philip put the Ethiopian down in the water, when he came up, Philip was gone. Philip was translated away and carried away by the Lord, and he ended up in another town. Amen? I'm telling you what, signs and wonders will follow them that believe. When we're sharing the gospel of Christ, signs and wonders will take place. Amen? But we have to open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen? Because when that Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading Isaiah, but he really didn't understand a thing he was reading. You know why? Because he didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. You know why he didn't have the Holy Ghost? Because he hadn't received Jesus yet. But once he received Jesus, there was understanding and enlightenment that came. So what kind of miracles could God do in your life if you'll just trust him at his word? Well, you don't know. You don't understand. I'm an introvert, and I don't do that. Well, guess what? That's what God's all about. God takes the introvert and makes him an extrovert. What did he say? Behold, you should receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. It's a God thing. Amen. And if you're looking to do it on your own strength, most of the time we won't. Because guess what? Most of the time when we share the gospel, it's not comfortable. I assure you, it was not comfortable for Philip to go to the desert. I'm sure it wasn't comfortable for Philip to run and chase after a chariot in the desert. All right? Amen. Are you here with me? Hey, maybe you're in a dry place in your life. Maybe God's saying to you, maybe you need to step outside of what you're doing and step in faith in something new. Behold, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen. He wants to refresh us, to renew us. He wants us to understand that God called this ministry with purpose, and God called you to be here. You're not here by accident. God purposed for you to be here. Amen. And when we get it and we start flowing in it, look out. Amen? Are you listening? So he said not only is he called us to evangelize, but we're here to equip. To equip. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 19, the Apostle Paul, he's writing to his student. He says to him, nevertheless, the foundation, verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen? In other words, I'm not hanging out in the same place I was. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Amen? I'm in a new direction. Then he speaks of it. He says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified in meat for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. You know, the Lord tells you and I in his word, he says, study to show yourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So as we're being equipped, not only for our benefit, but for the benefit of others. You know, God's called us in the reproducing business. Amen? Amen? And guess what? In this spiritual reproduction, you do not age out. In the natural reproduction, you age out. In the spiritual reproduction, you never age out. As long as there's breath, God isn't finished with you. Amen? Well, you don't understand. I'm too old to do that. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm just a kid.
Amen.
Amen? I'm just a kid in an older guy's body. I'm a kid at heart. Amen? Amen? I'm a happy man. You know why I'm happy? Because Jesus loved me and gave his best for me, but because God gave me you. Amen? Both sides of you. The good side and the good side. What did he say to do? What did the Lord give us instructions to do? Love and to speak good. There's enough negative that's going on in the world. Let's stop looking at what's wrong with others and start fanning what's right. Amen. How many in here are going through something in their life that need to be encouraged? Come on, let's be real. Come on. Come on. Yeah. God sees everything you're going through. There's not one thing that's passed his attention. He just wants you to know that he's placed people around you to love you and care for you and to build you up. Amen? So he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 3, now, one of the things he was speaking to my heart about is to sanctify, is to purify. But understand with me, our sanctification is a process that takes our entire lifetime. That nobody's arrived yet. That all of us are on a journey. Amen. And if I'm to the place where I find myself where I can't be sanctified anymore, I think Jesus says, Daddy, I think that's all we can do with him. We might as well call him on home. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to have a long life. And even when I go, I want to take a few with me to heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know what God delivered me from. I know what he's brought me through. I know what he's carried me through. I know that way he showed up time and time again. Amen. So many times the adversary wants you to look at what you don't have right now and forget what God has already done. But if you can be grateful and thankful for what God has already done, all of a sudden you will open up the windows of heaven and more blessings will start flowing your way. Amen. He says to you and I, in everything give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me. I'm here with a grateful heart. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And I'll say this in love. Some of you have helped me grow more than others have helped me grow. I was thinking about the charm of faith, work, and patience, experience, hope. And hope makes us not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given us. Amen. I know, but he says in 1 Peter chapter 3, he said, but sanctify the Lord God, verse 15, in your hearts and be ready. Always give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. Amen. Even when you do good, there's some people that don't like it. Amen. But who are we pleasing? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. We're pleasing God. And God has a plan for every heart and every life. So he tells us in Colossians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, he is writing a letter to the church. Now, every time you read one of these letters to a church, God's no respecter of persons. He's writing to the church. We're writing to the body of Christ. He says in verse number 3 of chapter 4, with all praying also for us that God would open a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Then he says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Now, what did God say to us a few minutes ago? He asked you a question, how were you saved? And the same way you were saved is the same way the next person was saved. You overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. How were you saved? You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You acknowledged He died on the cross. He arose from the grave. He paid the penalty for your sins. He purchased a place in heaven. You asked forgiveness of sins. Amen? That's the way to salvation. That's the way to lead people to Jesus. You don't have to have a scroll. Speak from your heart. Speak the gospel. Speak the words. It's the power of the gospel to save. It's not up to me. I can't save a soul. But you know what I share? When I share God's word and His gospel. And as the Bible says, it's the power of the gospel to save. Amen? Amen? So as we're sharing His love, we're being equipped to do that. Matter of fact, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 17, He says, I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. God wants you to understand something today, church. He called you on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. Amen? That he's got a purpose. For I know the plans I think towards you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you hope and give you an expected end. Amen? I don't know about you, but that's what we're equipped with. We're called to evangelize. We're called to help each other grow. But we're also called to expedite. In other words, to expedite, we have to put it to practice. We have to practice what we preach. Amen? And in Mark chapter 16, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Well, Pastor, you have a lot of favorite scriptures. Yeah, I have favorite scriptures. My most favorite is from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. Amen? Every time I think I have a favorite, the Lord shows me something else, and it becomes my favorite. Then I say, man, I'm going to stand on that. Then He shows me something else, and that becomes my favorite. And then I'm going to stand on that, and then all of a sudden He shows me something else, and it becomes my favorite. Amen? Amen? But Jesus said to us, He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Saved or damned. In my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. When does that happen? When we're preaching the gospel to every creature. Then he said, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And what happened after they heard it? And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. You looking for the signs and wonders? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. And God can't help but enter into it and produce. I don't know about you, man. I'm looking for some great and mighty miracles from the Lord. Amen? I don't believe we've seen anything yet. Amen? So in James chapter 2, uh, Verse number 14. Father, be with them. The word of God says in verse number 14, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" It isn't what God has done for me, it's what I'm helping others to see. Wait a minute, I'm going to say that again. It's not about what God has done for me, it's about what I'm doing to help others to see. Amen? You know, this is a multi-level marketing program. God has the greatest multi-leveling program there was. And one day there was 3,000 added to the church. And one day, just from a man standing up and preaching the gospel. Amen? God's in the multiplication business. You know, he's into the mansion expansion. You know, I look at a mansion, and I see this mansion, and I get a picture of a mansion in heaven. Okay? I get a picture of the mansion, and the Lord says to me, you satisfied with that mansion? He says, I'm not done building it yet. He's in the mansion expansion program. He's expansion by the souls that are going into the kingdom. Amen? Anybody with me today, or am I just speaking? Y'all with me? The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. We're expediting. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, verse 5, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I through the word today? You know, he's talking to us to get back in line with the vision. You know, this is a soul-winning ministry. Amen? And if you don't feel comfortable sharing the gospel and leading people to Jesus, bring them to church. The pastor will share the gospel with them. Invite me to meet them. I'll go and share the gospel with them. Amen? And if you need to learn to share the gospel, I'm here to help you learn. Amen? You know, we're sharing the gospel through our hand, right, Dusty? Dusty knows how to share the gospel, don't you, Dusty? Amen? So in closing today, he's called us to evangelize. The ministry is called to evangelize. He's called us to equip. All of us have a part. Everybody is not just to come. We're not just to come and sit. We're coming to take a part to help other people. You know, when God delivers you from something, he wants you to be a servant to help deliver someone else, to be a vessel for his glory. And God doesn't take you, he gets you equipped first. He just doesn't send you out for you to be beat up. Amen? You need to be covered. So many have just went instead of being sent. So it's important for us to be equipped. We're equipping the saints. Then we can expedite. And then all of a sudden, there's the expanding of, to expand the kingdom of God. And God expands his kingdom one soul at a time. And he took me to Daniel chapter 7. And the prophet Daniel spoke in verse 27. He said, "In the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him." God wants you and I to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus and the authority that we have. You know, when I walk into the room, the whole atmosphere changes in the entire room. Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I know who I have authority over. I know I have authority over every devil and every demon and every name that's named in heaven. I have authority over them. And when you recognize who you are in Christ Jesus, no one can steal it from you. Then all of a sudden you become more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And let me say this to you. This is not pride. I'm a humble servant, but God gave me dominion and authority, and if I don't operate in dominion and authority, I'd get beat up. I'd get kicked around. Amen. And so many times the adversary is beating you up and kicking you around because you're letting him have dominion. And God wants you to know that the greater is the one that's in you than he that is in this world. If you have the Spirit of God, you have all authority and power in the name of Jesus. You have to recognize who you are, or the devils will just mess with your mind. How many know that the devil's in the mess with the mind business? Come on, come on. And what the Holy Spirit wants to do today, he's just saying this right. What the Holy Spirit wants to do today, he wants you and I to recognize that we have the mind of Christ. That you have the mind of Christ. And that confused mind needs to go. God is a God of order. He does things decently and he does them in order. So what we're going to bring into captivity today is our minds. You know, the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. God is saying that he's going to give us a singleness of mind. How many want singleness of mind? Come on. Come on. How many want the mind of Christ? Just stand up and just raise your hands to heaven. This is Holy Spirit. This isn't Pastor Carl. God didn't call me to lay hands on you for this. God's called him. He said he's the giver. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, and whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you sent your word here today, and you said, Father God, for us to proclaim and declare that we have the mind of Christ. I bind all confusion right now in the name of Jesus. I bind confusion. I curse it and call it loosed from your children in Jesus' name. I speak peace to minds. I speak the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding that's guarding their heart and their mind through Christ Jesus. So, Father God, I pray right now for apocalypsis, Father God, revelation of the mind of Christ, and that they have your mind, and they'll see through your eyes and through your heart. I bind every lie that the adversary has spoken in their past. Those lies that came to steal their value and to steal their worth. I bind those lies by the power and authority of Jesus' name, and I call them chained and cast down into the realm of the darkness in the name of Jesus. Minds are being freed right now in the name of Jesus. Liberation is coming. Confusion is gone. Start giving him praise and start thanking him. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Father, the mind is sending signals to organs in their bodies. I'm speaking to the signal right now in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking healing to hearts, to pancreases, to lungs, to kidneys, to gallbladders, to livers. I'm speaking to blood pressure, normal in Jesus' name. The signal from Christ, from my mind, is sending a signal to my body and to my organs. Thank Him for your healing. Father, your word declares that they that wait upon you, that you would renew their strength, and that they would mount up with wings as eagles, that they would run and not grow weary, they would walk and not faint. I speak to minds right now that really want to walk with the Lord but don't think that they can. I speak to those minds right now and I proclaim and declare, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things. That thing the Lord saved for you to lay behind and lay down, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So Lord, our hope is in you. The Father said He was doing something different this year. And He's calling for you and I to step into it. Step into it. By faith, take a step. By faith, take a stand. Sometimes as men and women of a battle, we've got to get into a stance. And we're so accustomed to being in a defensive stance, the Father says, no, I want to turn around. I want you to take an offensive stance. I want you to step towards what you want. I want you to step towards what you desire. I want you to step towards those things that I called you to do. I want you to trust in me with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I'm going to direct your path, says the Lord. I never start anything I don't finish. That thing you've been waiting for it to complete, hey, I'm waiting for you to take a step. Take a step towards the answer, and you'll receive it in the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman in this room. I thank you, Father God, for a fresh anointing upon each and every one. It isn't about me, it's about you. And you're in this atmosphere. And you're in this place. And you're here to do so much amazing things by your grace. So as you minister to hearts and lives, may not one